More than 350 volunteers pounded nails, drilled wood, and moved dirt to build the Zara Baker All Children's Playground. Nancy Hall and her husband Bob are from Hickory. Each week on their way to church, they pass the house where Zara lived.
I really wanted to be here and just help with this. It kind of brings tears to my eyes because she was such a cute little girl. She didn't deserve what happened to her. And for children to be given this beautiful opportunity to play, whether they're handicapped or not.
And also, it's an opportunity to share with our children and our grandchildren how out of some awful tragedy, something really magnificent can come.
One more for this. Lady right there on the ground.
Last weekend, people from as far away as South Carolina came to help with this build in Kiwanis Park, a residential part of Hickory. It's in honor of 10-year-old Zara Baker. Many wore gray Team Zara t-shirts with a picture of the little freckle-faced girl on the front and a list of sponsors on the back. On October 9, 2010, her father Adam reported her missing from their Hickory home. The city's police chief Tom Atkins appealed to the public for help.
You know, we didn't exactly know what we had. We discovered the ransom note and we didn't know if there was some type of disappearance or abduction of the child.
Towards the end of the month, investigators found a prosthetic leg and matched the serial number to the one belonging to Zara. She was a bone cancer survivor and lost a leg to the disease. The Australian girl's stepmother, Elisa Baker, was eventually convicted of murdering and dismembering the child. Now she's serving 15 to 18 years in prison.
It's closing of a tragedy, but a beginning of a happiness.
Carlos Withrone of Hickory helped paint the pavilion and picnic tables. He says the project will continue helping the community heal.
It's like an angel over this project. We can feel it, we sense it, we look, everybody you see around here got a smile. She might not be here with us physically, but spiritually, she's right here. She's watching this project. It's going to bring a smile to thousands and thousands of people.
Bright blue, green, orange, and purple colored equipment is being installed. Purple was one of Zara's favorite colors. A 50-foot hill slide and sandbox is also being constructed. Kiwanis Club member and steering committee chairman Steve Aaron says this site is special because it's also handicap accessible.
Children that are in wheelchairs, rather than having to use transfer points, they can actually roll right up into the equipment and slip onto a slide and slide down a slide. There's even a swing that children in wheelchairs can enjoy the sensation of swinging. And so we chose this as a fitting memorial to her to accommodate children who had disabilities.
Community members and local organizations have raised more than $200,000 to buy equipment and other items.
We got ketchup down there, mayonnaise down there, there's chips, brownies, pickles.
Annette Setzer is the marketing director at Chick-fil-A in Hickory, which donated food and money for the project. She says support for the playground came from some unexpected places.
One thing that we did was I went to Alexander Correctional Facility, told them what was going on and gave them the information. And about 3 weeks later, they called me over and they gave me a check for $1,000. I mean, prisoners, people that didn't have money, came and wanted to do things with us. And that this park is about children. It's about our community. It's not about black or white or purple or pink or rich or poor. It's Zara became ours that, you know, at that time, and she's still ours and always will be.
Hickory police also say Zara was physically abused by her stepmother. Betsy Cromer from Statesville helped put the swings together. She hopes the playground will also help other children speak out if they're in danger.
Just to know that while you're playing, if she could just hear the laughter and be here in spirit with us. It helps all children realize, and I hope parents do teach their children what the playground is about, and if there is any kind of something not right in their lives, they can seek an adult or somebody, a teacher or somebody, and go to them before tragic happens.
The Zara Baker All Children's Playground will feature a plaque with a picture of its namesake. The site's official opening is May 19th. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Hickory.